Okay, today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to parak tes, Mishnah Ches. I'm a kabbal sadim chaveru lezaras saorim. If a person rents a field and the deal is he's supposed to plant barley in there, lo yizra nechitim, you're not allowed to plant wheat, because even though wheat is much higher quality than barley, barley is considered like Michael Behema, but wheat will have more of a negative impact on the land itself. Chitim, yizra en saorim. If the plan was that he was supposed to plant wheat, he can instead agree to choose to plant barley, because that's going to cause less damage to the land. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can't do anything other than what you had agreed upon, because sometimes people would want that there be wheat this year and barley next year, because it eats up different nutrients and allows other nutrients to replenish themselves. So it could be that he'll have a hakpada that he specifically wants wheat planted there this year. Tavua lo yizra and a kitnis. If you plant grain, if you're supposed to plant grain, don't plant beans. Kitnis yizra and a tavua. But if the plan was to plant beans, you are allowed to plant tavua, because again, that will have less of a negative impact on the land. Rav Shimon Gamliel says l'shita so that you can't do anything different than the original agreement. Mishnah tes hamakabel sada mechaver l'shanim muatos. Person receives the field for just a few years, meaning lo yizra and a So just a few years, Bartender says, means less than 7 years, then you can't plant flax there, because that will have a negative effect on the land, and it takes 7 years for the land to recuperate from that. So you don't want to have a situation where I'm renting out land, and when I get it back, it's still by definition going to be damaged from what you had planted there. Ve'in lo v'koras shikma. You also can't cut beams of wood from a shikma tree, because that also takes 7 years to replenish itself. Kiblei menu l'sheva shanim, but if you're there for 7 years, so shan rishan yisra en hapishtan v'yesh l'b'koras shikma. So then, in the first year, you can do that. Then it's you can plant that which will take 7 years to replenish, because by the time you have to give it back, it will already be replenished. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if you are a choker on a field and you're supposed to plant barley, you cannot plant wheat, which will have a greater negative impact on the field. If you were supposed to plant wheat, Tanakama says you can plant barley because it won't have as bad of an impact on the field. Says, no, you cannot do anything different than you were supposed to do, because maybe Hidafka wanted this year to be a different crop. Same when it comes to Tavua and Kitnis, same Machlokas. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that if you receive a field to work on for less than 7 years, you're not allowed to plant Pishtan, and you're not allowed to cut down the beams of a Shikma tree, because it takes 7 years to replenish. But if you take the field for 7 years, then in the first year, you're allowed to do those things, even though it takes 7 years to replenish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud.